guys, so E3 is here and it is super, super hot, guys. What's up? My name is Justin. Welcome to Heart of Marvel Podcast. I got Devontae with me.
Hey, everyone.
Man, this has been an amazing 24 to 48 hours of E3 coverage. Nintendo's coverage was this, today at noon, Eastern Standard Time, depends on where you are in the world. And Square Enix was last night, and we had revealed the new Marvel's Avenger game. We're going to be talking about also Marvel's Ultimate Alliance 3 and just a couple other titles we might be talking about, but this, you know, we are talking about Marvel. So me and Devontae was waiting for this game. It literally was the last game on the slide. We had to look through all 50 Final Fantasies that were going to be coming out, but finally Marvel's Avengers is here and slated for May 2020. What did you think about the trailer, man?
From a story standpoint, I think it looks very interesting. It's kind of taking that Civil War kind of route, that big event kind of route.
Yeah.
Graphics-wise, there are a couple of things I have issues with.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that the community is concerned with. Because, guys, this, if you have not seen it, go see it and then come back and watch this, because we are going to be talking about some things that are potentially spoiler territory.
Yeah, like, mainly, like, the characters, I think, look very well done. Bruce Banner / Hulk, because it's difficult to get that wrong.
Yeah.
Black Widow looked really good.
Yeah. Thor looked
good. Thor looked like traditional Thor.
Yeah,
It was mainly Captain America and Iron Man that just didn't look very good. Especially Captain America, because his outfits, he looks like he's in riot gear.
Yeah, he looks like he's like in armor in a way, like a military armor.
It looks like his first Avengers movies one, but it's like not like as good as that one.
Yeah, it's not even close to that good one, because even still, it still looked like a suit in that way. It looked rough, guys. It was so bad that it was one of those things that all of us were watching, and you can hear the sigh in the room, like, oh, ew, what was that? Like, because it just didn't, like, I would say the neck up. Mm-hmm. Was great.
Yeah.
You know, that I know that's very small to say, but all the way down, it was, I don't know, is kind of skeptical. And then Iron Man's suit actually looked like one of his, his robots that he created.
Also, I think another issue is I think we've been so accustomed to how they look in the MCU that I think a lot of people were expecting to get those kind of costumes.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that the game's going to have multiple outfits you can pick, and plus the game isn't coming out till May 2020, so they can easily fix some of this stuff up.
Yeah.
So it's not really a big deal.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that's very, very early on. You know, we got almost maybe a year, a little bit short of a year when this game comes out, so there's going to be a whole bunch of things that they do fix. They already kind of told us that it would be online co-op play. I'm pretty sure this game will be cool, mm-hmm. but it's something that we have to warm up to, because again, it's Square Enix. Like, it is very weird that Square Enix would take something like this on, because we thought, you know, this Marvel gaming universe could be opening up. We still don't know what's going to be in this story, because it looks like a very good story. It looks like a very mm-hmm. interesting story. So kind of what we see in the trailer, you can check it out on YouTube, Marvel Avengers A-Day official trailer of E3 2019, that pretty much you're in San Francisco and they're celebrating A-Day, Avengers Day, and all of a sudden there's some turmoil that happens. You know, the Avengers are basically running to it and trying to rescue it. Something's going on in the San Francisco Bridge, Golden State Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State Bridge, is that right?
I'm not sure.
It sounds right. But all that happens. But it looks like if you catch the trailer, and if you catch the things that, like, literally Black Widow says, is that they're messing with some Terrigen technology, which all of us at Marvel here know that that's Inhumans. And there is a little sneak peek, like right at the end, like that post-credit little snippet where something's coming out of the ground. That could we actually be introduced to Inhumans in this game? That's a possibility. That's a very possibility, because if this Marvel gaming universe is true, if I see Spider-Man in this game, that's going to be crazy. Because again, it's very interesting that this is in San Francisco and not New York.
Yeah.
But we also see Avengers Tower in there. So we might actually be going back and forth, or I'll correct myself on that. I was reading some backstory that they are also officially celebrating a new facility in that branch of San Francisco.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. But a lot of speculation and a lot of feedback, man, Twitter was breaking this a new one. Like, they were actually really upset.
Initially, when it was first released on YouTube, it almost had the same amount of dislikes as it had likes. Now it's like 137, maybe more now.
Yeah.
But it was like thousands and thousands of dislikes.
Yeah, yeah. And right now it's at 226K, yeah. And only like 16K dislikes. But, you know, here on like the online community, we fans and a part of this community will tell you what's good and bad, you know. Mm-hmm. So just kind of seeing the reaction in the first 15 to 30 minutes online was a little bit rough, because everybody was saying, where the hell is Hawkeye? Where is all these people? Is this the only characters we're going to get in this game? I hope not, you know.
Also, I think a big factor of how of the way we felt also has to deal with how E3 had it structured.
Okay.
Like, you had us waiting the entire hour. How long was it? About an hour or so?
About an hour, yeah.
And it was just nothing but full of Final Fantasy after Final Fantasy. And then they were teasing it over and over again. And then we get this.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it had showed at the beginning, we'd be like, it's just fine. Mm-hmm. But the anticipation and the wait made us like dislike it a little more.
Yeah, because you know you're gonna wait us, give us, you know, we're gonna wait that long, and you, this is how you repay us. But again, you know, fan community is what they are; they'll give what they do. But you know, I'm not really excited as I thought I would be coming out of that trailer. It's not that it's a bad trailer. It's not that it's going to be a bad game. The story looks actually pretty intense, because I just caught myself. I didn't even finish it. So after this Terrigen crystal explodes, apparently Captain America dies, which kind of going into that game, I'm pretty sure that Captain America doesn't stay dead, because that would suck not to go into this game and not play as Captain America, just only in the beginning of the game.
Of course, it's comics. It's not, they're not going to kill him.
So going into it, there's a 5-year period, which, we're very familiar with that, with going into in-game and stuff like that. So there's a 5-year period where another villain arises, where we have to reunite the Avengers because they broke up. You have to put them together again to fight together and to win and to conquer. And supposedly there will be basically upgrades to the armor and upgrades to the material for each character, which is kind of really cool.
That raises a question for me, because when it comes to the superhero games, I'm really big on additional costumes and such.
Mm-hmm.
What is there a particular costume you're hoping to see from a particular character?
I would love to. One of the things that we would hopefully see, because we're hearing this title a lot, Marvel Games.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel Games, Marvel Games. Marvel Games presents. So we're actually seeing maybe a possible universe being formed. And with that IP, we'll have actually upgrades to suits that are like the Avengers set. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry, the Avengers Endgame set, Avengers Infinity War set, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know if that's possible, but I hope we can see that. And also just more so future ones. I mean, not future ones, but things that have... I think about the game in... I forgot what it's called, Marvel Alliance or something like that.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Not Ultimate Alliance, but there's an iOS game. I believe the game... I actually have it on my phone. It's actually Marvel Future Fight on the iOS device. And every character, you can actually get the suits from every comic series that has been out. You know, there's Dark Phoenix. I think with every movie that comes out, like Homecoming, you can actually get those suits. So I'm hoping to see that, but not just with the MCU movies, but actually with comic movies.
Because I really hope they in the game, they give us the Iron Man Ultimate costume. That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. And hopefully we get to see, and again, what's great about this is a good starting foundation with some great DLCs to come out. Mm-hmm. Even though Spider-Man PS4 was dope, the DLC, it was not as strong.
It's too short.
So hopefully we get to see something in the very future, maybe on day 2 or day 3 of Sony maybe actually releasing maybe a bigger DLC to go along with Spider-Man PS4, because for it to be just that, that's kind of like,
Is there a guest character you'd like to see that hasn't been, like, you know, that isn't clearly hinted in the trailer itself?
Of the Avengers? We actually saw another footage where they introduced Hank Pym.
Hmm.
So seeing that, guys, you have to understand, okay, there's other characters that are going to be brought into. We don't even know what happened to Hawkeye. What if he retired? What if he left? You know, all these kind of things, and bringing them back. We never know what's going to happen. So that those are just our first reactions to it. But the next game that was highlighted today at Nintendo's conference, which is one of that I've been actually waiting for because they introduced it at the Gaming Awards last year, totally blew me away, was Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 Black Order. Super excited. Guys, y'all ain't praying hard enough for Devontae because he still hasn't got a Switch yet. But I'm a Switch owner, and I'm super happy to be a Switch owner because, you know, I can take my games on the go and anywhere I go with still that type of close to PS4 and Xbox graphics. But Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, we saw the trailer. We have... we saw gameplay, you know, short amount of gameplay, just how many characters we're going to play around with. And when you pre-order it, the expansion that's coming out in fall where you're getting Marvel Knights, X-Men, and Fantastic Four. This is crazy, man.
I think I'm still not completely sold on it, mainly because I was a huge fan of the first two. Mm-hmm. Like, I was around when they first came out, and mm-hmm. I played them. First one's amazing if you played it. Second one is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think gameplay wise it looks really good.
Yeah.
But it's like the artistic wise, it reminds me too much of the iOS games too much.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
And it just kind of puts me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if it's fun to play, I'll get it.
Yeah.
And
I think
what really kind of sold me a little bit was the addition of Marvel Knights. Because that's my favorite little part of Marvel itself.
Yeah, I love that. And I think I feel you on, you know, making it look too much, because now how ISO games are, they're messing with some of the same technology that we're getting, you know. Now, of course, the mechanics are not as good as we have it on systems, but...
Also, I don't like that it's a Switch exclusive.
That will force you to get it. But I love it that it's a Switch exclusive because of how the technology is going to do with the co-ops and the online play and everything like that. But I'm very interested to going with messing around with each character with all their specs and upgrades and all those kind of things, both on the good side and the bad side.
I think what I like the most is I don't even remember this, but from the first one,
mm-hmm.
you could do like weird, cool, special moves, but you can do it like with multiple characters, and they would combine together.
Yeah.
And now with the expansion of how many characters they're introducing, it's gonna be cool to see what they kind of mix together.
Yeah, I'm like really, really excited about that. So Nintendo had so far one of the best ones. You know, Microsoft, you know, it's E3. This is an E3 episode, guys. We had it last year. You know, it was somewhat kind of a disappointing year last year. But this year, being that we're finally getting some titles.
It was fine. I think Square Enix had the worst outing, probably.
Yeah, it was just a lot of the same titles. Same, yeah. Like, we were literally getting upset, literally a second in after the trailer drops of a new game, we're like, what is this? You know, it's another Final Fantasy title. It was crazy. I mean, shout out to the production studio that is redoing Final Fantasy VII. It does look dope, but I'm not a Final Fantasy person. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a Marvel podcast. So a lot of great stuff. If we would bring up any other title that's outside of Marvel, even what we saw today in the Nintendo conference, I'm a Pokemon fan, so that Pokemon was dope. Me and Devontae lost our minds yesterday with the introduction of Google Stadia.
Yes.
Google Stadia, literally, I'm already sold. I'm getting it. I'm literally leaving PS4 and Microsoft for this. It's that serious, guys. And Stadia is going to be literally a game changer. They changed the game within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the game.
Anywhere in the event.
And this is the thing. The cheapest console out there, guys, is Google Stadia, $129 pre-order, and you get all this stuff, right? And this is the like, we're gonna see it next year where you're gonna have there's gonna be the big four now instead of the big three. Mm-hmm. You have Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo. Now you're gonna have Google Stadia because you're like, after the Avengers A-Day is gonna be available May 2020 on PS4, Microsoft, and Stadia. I was like, holy crap, this thing is happening. So, yeah, I just want to lay that down before I close the episode. But that's pretty much it, guys. It's been a good E3 so far, and any other new Marvel content that is dropping in E3, you can hear it here first, guys. Guys, thank you for taking time out of your busy days to hear us talk about some E3 stuff that we normally don't talk about on this episode. But again, Marvel content is the same. So let me know what you guys think about the Avengers A-Day official trailer, as well as the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 trailer. You can hit us up on Instagram and leave us your comments there, or email us at hardinmarvelpodcast@gmail.com or hardinthepaintpodcast@gmail.com. All right, guys, I'm Justin.
And I'm Devontae.
Thank you guys for listening. Stay awesome and stay blessed. Peace.